Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The CBS Sports Classic was anything but a classic. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Not exactly an accident that the final box score of Carolina's impressive three-point bombing of Ohio State Saturday in New Orleans did not carry any attendance figure. Looking at it on TV and hearing first-hand accounts, that number would have been next to nothing. Too bad more than a relative handful of fans at the Smoothie King Center missed one of the Tar Heels' best ever outside shooting exhibitions from the arc. The second game, UCLA's surprising victory over Kentucky, did have attendance listed. Barely 8,000, mostly Wildcat fans, who followed their team anywhere, even if it is 2 days before Christmas. But clearly December 23rd and New Orleans, hardly being a college basketball town, was the wrong choice for year four of the CBS Sports Classic. It will return to its original site, the United Center in Chicago, on December 22nd next year, with Carolina and Kentucky tangle in the headliner. After last season's two classics against the Cats of John Calipari, it promises to be another rich renewal. Remember Malik Monk's 47 points against the Pinson-less Heels in Las Vegas, an Elite Eight Memphis thriller won by Luke May's jumper from Michael Jordan's spot on the left wing. The likely final year of this four-team rotation will be back in Vegas in 2019 when the Tar Heels face UCLA and Kentucky meets Ohio State. Exact date for that doubleheader is yet to be set, but no matter whenever played, it will be better than New Orleans, which had its one chance and blew it. Just because several classic Final Fours have been played in the Big Easy doesn't guarantee interest in any early season doubleheader, even among blue blood programs like Carolina, Kentucky, and UCLA. With the NFL playoff-bound Saints and Drew Brees and the NBA Pelicans with Anthony Davis, New Orleans and college basketball don't really go together now, do they? For this year, it was just what the doctor ordered for the Tar Heels, a practice-like atmosphere where they could shake out the cobwebs of that embarrassing loss to Wofford, which, by the way, has become a college team from South Carolina with one more win in Chapel Hill than another named Clemson, which will try to match the Terriers of the Southern Conference here on January 16th. Good luck with that one. This is Art Chansky. See you.